Francis Fan and Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson, and it's called Mini Bar, and my name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, before we start, I better talk about the 7-day free trial.
Okay.
All right, folks. So this is a newbie lesson, but we have several other levels plus some videos that you should check out, especially if you're thinking of subscribing. So come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and check it all out for free for 7 days. That's our 7-day free trial. All right, Lily, let's talk about this mini bar.
Okay, keyword.
Keyword, what?
It's not going to be mini bar.
No, because mini bar is...
Mini bar. Yeah. So it's going to be carissimo.
Carissimo. That is a great word to talk about a mini bar.
Yes, okay. And it's not Italian, okay? It's carissimo.
Carissimo. Carissimo is like caro, which means expensive. But when you add this issimo part, it makes it super expensive.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's super caro.
Super caro. It's super expensive.
Carissimo.
All right. We're going to listen for that keyword carissimo as we listen to this dialogue called minibar. We're going to hear it 3 times and then we'll be back.
Dialogue. First time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Second time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Third time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Dame una botella de agua.
Give me a bottle of water.
Dame una botella de agua.
Who give me a bottle of water?
Dame una botella de agua. No hay.
There's none.
No hay.
There's none.
No hay. Sí, en el minibar.
There is in the minibar.
Sí, en el minibar.
Yes, in the minibar.
Sí, en el minibar. Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
It's super expensive. Just be thirsty.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
It's super expensive. Just be thirsty.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Oh, no. There's no satisfaction in this dialogue. Poor gal.
I know. If they were like in a romantic getaway, that just killed it.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, it's time for checkout now. All right, so let's take a closer look at these sentences. There's a lot to look at here. We're going to start with the first line, which is, give me a bottle of water.
Dame una botella de agua.
Which word here is the word for bottle?
Botella.
Botella. Okay, that sounds like bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It looks botella. It looks a lot like bottle on the page.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to say a bottle?
Una.
Una. Una botella is a bottle.
Yes.
Okay, and it's una because it's a feminine noun, botella.
Yes.
Okay, now what kind of bottle do we have?
De agua.
Now that's two words. The first word is de.
De, which means of.
Okay, and the second word?
Water, agua.
Agua means water. Okay, so the phrase for a bottle of water.
Una botella de agua.
And she's asking him for it, so she's going to say, give me.
Dame.
Dame. So when you ask someone to give you something, you can use this phrase, right?
Yes, dame is the verb dar,
mm-hmm.
But in this case, it's dame. It's a mandato, so you give me.
Okay, it's
dame.
A command. Okay, mm-hmm. Give it to me. So give me a bottle of water.
Dame una botella de agua.
He says there's none.
No hay.
No hay. So there's two words here. The first one is no, right, no. Which means not. And the second word is hay.
Hay. That's the verb haber.
And hay is really useful because it means there is or there are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it talks about the existence of something. And here we have it with a negative. So no hay, meaning there's none, right?
Yeah, there's none.
Okay, so give me a bottle of water. There isn't any.
No hay.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Okay, she's contradicting him, right? She's saying, yes, there is.
Sí, en el minibar.
Okay, in the minibar. So sí means yes.
Yes.
That's the contradiction. And then in the minibar. Now, I heard the word minibar.
Yeah, minibar.
It means minibar.
It is. I mean, of course, in English, it's like minibar.
Yes.
But in Spanish, it's just minibar.
Minibar. Okay. Minibar. And how about those two words that mean in the?
En el.
En el. En meaning in.
Mm-hmm.
And el meaning the.
Yes. Okay. Masculine.
Okay. So yes. Yes, there is. Probably we'd say in English, in the minibar.
Sí, en el minibar.
Okay. And the guy said, that's super expensive.
Es carísimo.
Es carísimo. Now that was our key word, right?
Yes. And he's saying es is the verb to be. Mm-hmm. So it's very expensive.
Okay.
Es carísimo.
Es carísimo.
Quédate con sed.
So let's start with the big verb. This was to remain.
Quédate.
Quédate. Okay. Okay. This is a verb quedar, which means to remain. And here we have a command, right? He's telling her to do something. So he's going to tell her, remain yourself.
Quédate.
Quédate. Okay. The command is queda and te means yourself. So quédate. And how does he want her to remain?
Con sed.
Con sed. Now con means with.
Yes.
Right. And sed?
Thirst.
Thirst. Okay. So, remain yourself with thirst.
Exactly.
Okay. That doesn't make sense in English.
No, no, no. So you don't have to think in English. You okay. have to think in Spanish.
Okay.
So when you say quédate con sed, is be thirsty.
Yeah. Just be thirsty.
Remain thirsty, but you cannot say that. So.
No, yeah. It doesn't work in English. Mm-hmm. I would never say it anyway.
Yeah, because you're so nice.
Because I'm nice. All right. But you know what? Some of you might be in a hotel with your Latino friend. He might tell you. Quédate con sed.
Definitely. I have done that.
Oh, no. All right. We're going to listen to this dialogue 3 more times and come back. And Lily's going to confess about her thirst mongering. Here we go.
Dialogue. First time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Second time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Third time.
Dame una botella de agua.
No hay.
Sí, en el minibar.
Es carísimo. Quédate con sed.
Okay, we're back, and I want to talk about our key word, which is carísimo.
Mm-hmm.
Super expensive. Now, as I said before, that ísimo is a suffix that makes things super or extra.
Yes.
Right? So we can take other adjectives and put that ísimo on there, right?
Yeah, for example, guapísimo.
Guapísimo. That's super guapo. That's super good looking.
Yes. Or sabrosísimo.
Okay, that's super sabroso. Sabroso means tasty.
Mm-hmm. So sabrosísimo is super
tasty.
Super tasty. So you have carísimo, guapísimo, sabrosísimo.
How about some negative ones? How about some stupid ones?
Estupidísimo.
Estupidísimo. That would be very stupid.
Yeah.
Extremely stupid. How about
extremely?
Okay. And then kind of dumb.
Tontísimo.
Tontísimo. Hey, I got a question, Liliana.
Tell me.
Can these ísimo adjectives be feminine?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at you. So
I'm not going to say it.
I know. I'm just thinking.
I'm going to look in the other direction and say tontísima.
Tontísimo.
Ah! Oh, no.
Anyway, so now you see how it works.
Okay. Now tell us about your minibar experience.
Well, it's amazing, but it's the highest markup price in history or something. It's amazing. It's so expensive.
Well, yes, I know. And it's anyone would know, Liliana, it's you because you're the queen of hotel and hotel service.
Yes, I am. But sometimes I actually do go and take something out from the minibar.
Oh, yeah?
But not very often. I usually, when I go out, walk in and I just go into stores and buy whatever.
Okay.
And just bring it back to the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's very frugal of you.
What do you mean?
Folks, if you have any questions or comments about this lesson called Minibar, please come to SpanishPod.com and leave us your comments in the discussion section of this page. Don't forget to check out the 7-day free trial if you haven't yet. And for now, it's time for us to go. So hasta luego.
Bye-bye.